nothing, withholding nothing. Lord, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing. Withholding nothing, I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh, I give myself away so you can use me. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, I give myself away. Oh God, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh God, I give myself away so you can use me. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing. Withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, hallelujah, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. Withholding nothing, hallelujah. Withholding nothing, withholding nothing. All I want is you, hallelujah. Jesus, all I want is you, Jesus. All I want is you, Jesus. All I want is you. Hallelujah. All I want is you. All I want is you. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, 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 withholding nothing. I give myself away. Oh God, I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I surrender, oh, hallelujah. I surrender all. I surrender.
In prayer. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whose yes is why we can be here this morning to receive a word straight from the throne room. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch our speaker, Lord. Fill them to the top so that they can pour out to us all that you have given them for this day, for us to hear. Father, we ask that you just continue to be a hedge of protection around the speaker and a hedge of protection around Artist Life International. Lord, we ask you to continue to just direct the path of the Des De Leon family. And, Lord, we thank you because we know that you have already worked it out for our good and your glory. So, Father, as we get ready to hear a word from you, we just thank you and glorify your name because we know that you love us. So, Father, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say amen, amen, and amen. I will now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Prophet Kai. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you so much for the powerful prayer and for the tag. Take God time for God Tuesday. How appropriate, and as you said, some of us can't go anywhere anyway. So this is the perfect time to take God with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So thank you so much. And thank you, Minister Roslyn. I surrender all to God, and that is just so precious. And, you know, and as we are taking that time to spend with him, he will just let us know in the ways in which he wants us to surrender and how we can give ourselves away fully and wholly to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So thank you so much for being our psalmist this morning and for the anointing that is upon your voice. Well, good morning, my Master's Call family. This is Minister Willa here in Tampa, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. And on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we say thank you for joining us, and you are always welcome to be here. Well, this call was founded, oh my goodness, almost 10 years ago, October 25th, 2010, by our two amazing leaders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we stand on the scripture verse, which is Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Our website, where you will find all the messages that have been archived from the inception of this call, as well as the bios of our speakers, can be found at www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. And this year, our theme, which God blesses Dr. Vanessa with every year, is a different theme, and it is, in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Now, family, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, because I know God has just touched your heart so beautifully, and as I said, we don't have you audition for anything. We are not a closed organization or a closed club. We welcome you with open arms, and I have to tell you, when we have our meetings on Tuesday mornings right after this call, we just have a laughing good time and a time of fellowship and worship and prayer together. So if God has blessed you to be a part of this ministry as a psalmist, just as you heard Minister Rosalind do, or as a greeter, as Prophet Kai did earlier, and they both did the job just with excellence, or as a host, as you hear me doing, or perhaps God has put a word on your heart to share, well, simply send that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or Dr. Vanessa, will contact you. Now, Monday through Thursday, well, actually 24/7, we take your prayer requests and your praise reports live. And as you know, on Fridays, we stay open. We are here for a little bit longer because we take the prayer requests live, but on Monday through on any other day, it's 24/7. So you can submit that to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And please note that we, the Master's Call family, are always praying for you. This company, Artist Life, which was Artist International, was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. And to find out more about this company, Artist Life, please get with the person who told you about this call, and I'm sure they will have a wealth of information to share. The new morning motivational call, which is held Monday through Friday, is immediately following this call, and it's led by a team of great leaders who will give you vital information about the opportunities, about the benefits of the products. You'll just learn so much there. So after this call, you can go to the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617#. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617#. And today is Testimonial Tuesday, and it's Testimonial Tuesday on the MMC call. Well, so much for our announcements. I am just going to get right on over here and introduce our speaker for this morning, and she is none other than whom I refer to as my directional sister, but more importantly, she is a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, and she is the Honorable Cynthia Cox. And Honorable Cynthia Cox entered the political arena in 2006 as the 79th Assembly District Female State Committee member. Minister Cox serves as the DC 37 union member and a board member of a number of charities and business groups. In addition to her advocacy positions, Minister Cox sings at the gospel at the AME Zion Church on the Hill and is the floor captain of the Concourse Village, which I believe she resides. And she holds a certificate in the Christian ministry from the New York Theological Seminary and is a graduate of the NYPD Citizens Police. So as Minister Brenda says, she can lock you up. So be careful. Honorable Cox is known for her qualities of determination, perseverance, resiliency, and her work on her entrepreneurship program. So we're just delighted to have the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox a part of the Master's Call as our sister in the Lord, who will bring a word, my friend, my sister, Minister Honorable Cox. Are you there?
Yes, yes, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, Minister Willa, for that awesome introduction. I appreciate you so much. You're just too funny. Good morning. Good morning, Master Call's family. And this is a joyful day. It's a joyful day. I'm so glad to be in this land of the living. And I give myself away this morning to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this morning without no hesitation this morning. Thank you, Minister Rosalind, for ushering us in this morning with that praise and worship. All I want is Jesus, and I give myself away. And I do surrender this morning. I surrender this morning moving forward. And thank you, Minister Prophet Kai, for taking the time to pray and welcome each and every one on the call. Take time with God Tuesday. That is so true. I have to laugh. I was going to say, I was going to change and do it another day, but I said, God said, no, move forward and do what you have to do, because I thank God for the two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Robinson and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for their leadership and their mentoring, and I'm just grateful this morning. And, so much, let us stay connected. That's important right about now. I mean, it was always important, but it's super important now that there's so many things happening in our community and in our lives and in the world. So we are so grateful. And I thank each and every one that I shared all this with, the TMC call with. They are connected, Minister, Sister, my sister-in-law, and Sister Vicky. So we so appreciate you this morning. So this morning I want to come to you this morning. Let God peace protect your mind and your heart. Amen? Let God peace protect your mind and your heart. You know, it is something I have to share because it is on my heart this morning and my mind, so I have to share. Let us pray. Dear God, I surrender my life completely to you today. I want to give you all that I have. God, I love you and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. I just want to come back a few minutes and just to say, let God peace protect your mind and your heart. Coming from the scripture, I'm just going to read one. James 4:7-8 says, so humble yourself before God. Resist the devil. Hallelujah. Speak, and he will flee from you. Come closer to God, and God will come closer to you. Amen? Amen. Why I'm saying this, let God peace protect your mind and your heart. I'm on a journey right now, as I share with each and everyone. Presently, I'm on a journey. I am a candidate for the New York State Assembly and the 79th Assembly District here in the Bronx. I made a decision, but I spoke, you know, I prayed over it, and I made a decision that I want to empower my community to lift their hearts and their minds and their to share, to help others in going forward. As they share with us sometimes when they do an introduction, they says that the 79th is the poorest congressional district in the world, and I refuse that. I rebuke that. So, no, we're not going to use those words because words have power. So I don't use those words at all. So I'm just said I want to empower my community to let them have, with God, let God peace protect their minds and their heart, and they'll do better. And saying you share, I share this with you today because it's heavy on my mind and my heart where I am today. I'm so proud that we have individuals. They say, how many people are running? It's six. And, you know, it's so funny. They say, you inspire people, inspire people to run. Well, it's good. You know, and as people that live here and understand, you know, people start popping up like popcorn and have not served the community. But everybody seems that if they know God, they understand. So let the peace protect your mind and your heart. Remember that God am near and rejoice in God, abide in his presence. That's what she said. Take time to be with God and give time and just spend time with him. You know, have a time with God present for you. Request to God with thanksgiving. I thank God this morning that I'm able to get on this call to bring a word to you this morning. Because, see, things on my mind this morning, I just have to, you have to cry sometimes because things are just coming at you. You have to right in the center. So that's why you have to get away and just ask God to give you the script. So this is why I receive God's peace that transcends understanding. This is how I got my heart, my mind. I collaborate with God, and together it's an effort to move forward. You never face anything alone. Amen? You never face anything alone. Although sometimes things seem to be getting to me. I have a campaign manager. He's very protective for me. But, you know, I always say God is, you know, he's protecting me also. He's there for me no matter what. Like I to do to, we have today, we have like next week, the 23rd is the election. I got a week. And no, you know, I won't have a lot of time. So it's going to be, God is with me. I'm just so grateful this morning. Well, for a Christian alone is an illustration that it is dangerous, one that leads to depression or self-pity. If I don't put God first, then I'll get caught up in what's going on, what people saying, and chatter. You know, everyone bring you something that might not be positive. So you have to guard your mind. You have to step back and say, you know what, I can't hear this. Someone texts you when you don't answer them back, they text you again. So, you know, I learned now to just don't even text back. Let them have that thinking by themselves because I can't get caught up because I have to let peace protect my mind and my heart right now because this is a journey that, you know, politics is what it is, politics. But let me know, God is in the blessing business. So I'm thankful to be able to run. I'm thankful for my health that I can do this. Because everybody can't do it. They look and they say, you are running? Yes. Yes, I am. Like President Obama said, yes, you can. So, yes, I can do it. I'm just so grateful and to get everyone to see that you can do anything you want. God give you health and strength. Thank God for all his products. They say you have so much energy. I said, you know, but I was already hyper anyway. But, you know, the products just help my body to be strong, to go out. And do what I have to do. Thank God for Shield, because if you understand one thing, our products work if you use them day in and day out, night and day. Use the products. I say, as a Christian, I thank God. The devil and his underlying work is a close. They cloud your awareness of God's presence. It's crucial to you to recognize and resist their attacks. The attacks on me is unbelievable, but I thank God for my strength. I fight back with God's power of words, which lives in and activate me. I read it, but ponder, memorize it, speak it every day. Say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. When things coming at me too, I say, Jesus, hallelujah. God has been good to me. Even if you feel alone, you can take the freedom with God. Trust him. Trust God in everything. That I am with you always. He said, Cynthia, don't worry about it. I got you. It's the young people say, I got you. God is with me. So I'm grateful this morning. The longer you communicate with God, the more convinced you will become. Amen. That's why I'm so thankful for Dr. P.K. Robinson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherford, because this call will make you come near to God, because there's nothing like having God in your life, no matter what you do. He's first. If you don't understand, I resist the devil. He will flee from you. Come closer to God, and he will come closer to you. As I read Philippians 4:4-7, says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say again, rejoice in gentleness and evidence of all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by praying and petition, and like Dr. P.K. said, and fasting with thanksgiving, and present your request to God. And the power of God, which transcends and all understanding, will guide your heart and your mind in Christ. That's what I said. That's why I am out here on the front line doing what I have to do, because they need us here. The community, as you look at the world, and everybody is doing voting. They need to be voting and the census, but the marching and sometimes some people are destroying, but everybody, they're doing a peaceful march now. But, you know, we have to understand, they said Black Lives Matter. Oh, yes, I am for that too, but I find out all lives matter right about now. You know, from our heart, for so we know that rely on the Lord God for us. God is love. Whenever you live in love and live in God, God is in them. So that's from 1 John 4:16. So you have to be able to let God peace protect your mind and your heart. That's what I needed. I needed this morning. I cannot say, oh, I'm going to do something. No, I said, I got to go to God first, because he's come to me. He woke me up this morning. It hadn't been for God, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. He woke me up this morning. So I'm thanking God. And you will seek him. You'll seek God and find God when you search for him. God is what is in our hearts. This is a delight assignment, but it is also quite challenging. Spending time enjoying God's presence is a privilege reserved for those who know God as their Savior and Lord. To maximize your benefits of this present precious experience, you need to seek God wholeheartedly. Amen? Amen. I know I need to seek God wholeheartedly. What's coming after me, I just know that I am going to be, God says, I am everything, and God is good. You have to know him. I always like to say the word, God is good. It's good to be good. It's good to do good. I want to do good for my community. I want my community to see me as a light to shine that's going to be able to take it closer. I can speak to Cynthia Cox. The Honorable Cynthia Cox. I just said Cynthia Cox. I want them to be able to say they see me. This is my community. I'm here. We are here with, we say it, 3 tall buildings, 1,700 places. That is a lot of people here in the village. But in the meantime, everybody don't vote. So, you know, I just thank God for who votes here. I have God on my side. And, you know, people look at you, they can tell when you're connected to the Spirit. They can tell you have by the way you do things. So everyone, we was having a conversation with some of my district leaders, and they were saying that they had called some of the constituents to speak to them, and they were saying, she asked the lady, she says, you know, they use this bill, and they asked them, says, yes, who do you vote for? She said, Cynthia Cox, and she said, who else did you vote? She couldn't remember. And so she said, oh, don't sweat it, just don't sweat it. And I said to everyone, I said, you know, everyone knows me because I'm out there. You have to be there because God sees all. God, let God protect your mind and your heart. If you understand how he works, if you understand that you got to be in, you know, like they say, you got to be in it to win it. You got to be out there. People see you. They see what you're doing in the community. They looking at us. So I'm so glad to be a person of wisdom and going out to do what I can do. For let me just read you Matthew, a Hebrew brother, 4:12 says, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, pierce as we division of soul and spirit of both joint and marrow, is able to judge through intent of your heart. So if your heart, people feel you, they see your heart, they know if you understand and you care about your community, this is my thing that I can thank God for what he has shared with me. I had no idea that I would be here. That's just like I had no idea I would be minister. But God already knows. He knows before you do. So good morning to I declare this our walking and blessing of the Almighty God. I am filled with wisdom. I am making good choices. I have clear direction. I declare that I am blessed with created, with good ideas, with courage, with strength, with the ability to move. God, more importantly, my integrity is at the top of the line in this industry. Because everybody sees you. Everybody sees everything that you're doing. I declare this morning that whatever I put my hands on to prosper and success, I will bless the city, the Sunday Night Senate, blessing the field. I will bless and I will go out and share with others. More important, I will love them no matter what. I said, let God protect your mind and your heart. Let him protect it. And in closing, I declare from this day forward, I will experience a sense of freedom, happiness, and new fulfillment. I declare I am blessed this morning. Let God protect your mind and heart. Back to you, Minister Willard.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you for your rich, on-time message, Minister Honorable Cynthia Cox, and I will call you back for the closing, for our benediction. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious King, our Heavenly Father, our strength, our confidant, our friend, our Savior, our protector, our all in all, thank you so much for this day, Lord. Father, thank you for having our angels encamped around about us while we slept. Thank you for waking us up. We didn't necessarily need an alarm clock, and even if the alarm clock had been there, it was still you, God, who got us up to be able to move and to breathe and to have our being, Lord. We thank you. Father, we thank you for each and every breath we are able to take on our own. God, we thank you for our minister, Honorable Cynthia Cox, for bringing the message to us this morning. God, we thank you that you touched her heart, oh God, to let us know, Lord, that we have to be there, that you're there, and that we take time with you, oh God. And Father, that you can change a situation in our lives, but we just have to hold fast to your word. Father, we thank you, God, that you have kept her as she has been on the campaign trail, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you that a godly woman, someone who knows you, someone who wants to do right, Lord, is a candidate. And, God, I pray for favor, Lord, that all of those in her area, Lord, in her precinct, oh, God, all who are out there to vote, Lord, and Father, those who don't even hadn't even planned to vote, Lord, that they will vote and that they will vote for her. Thank you, Lord, that she got her name on the ballot. Father, I ask that you restore her. You say that you said in your words that you would give us strength and we can do exceedingly abundantly above. You said that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up on wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Cause her not to faint, God, while she's doing good. Not to grow weary, Lord, because in the end, oh God, you have a harvest of blessings for her. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for her heart. Father, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patson. We thank you for watching over them, Lord, and for keeping them, for having your angels encamped around about them, Lord. We thank you, oh God, that you are the director and you are the lifter of their souls, Lord, and you are their guide. We thank you, Lord, for how they have been such a blessing to this master's call, along with all the other things that have been on their plate, Lord, all the other assignments that you have given them. But, Father, you said, you told us that you give more to those who are obedient. So thank you for their obedience, Lord. And, God, we ask you continue to strengthen them. And whatever their hearts desire, Lord, that you bless them. We ask you continue to be with Mother Josie, Lord, and Mother Oliver. We haven't heard from her, Lord, and we just ask, God, that you continue to strengthen her, Lord, and let her know that we pray for her daily. And Mother Blackwell, Lord, keep them in your safe care. Do what only you can do in their lives, and whatever they're trusting you for, Lord, that you are blessing it. Father, we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. And, Lord, this has been a hard time during this pandemic, Lord, where all businesses have had a difference, Lord, have been impacted. But, God, I pray that through that impact, you're bringing them out even stronger in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for this world. Oh, my God, we need you, Lord. You know what needs to be done. And we lift up the families, oh, God, of those whose loved ones, whose lives were cut short. God, be with them. God, and protect our youth. Protect our men and our women, Lord, from the police officers, oh, God, and those who don't mean any good to us, Lord, and God, for the people who harbor racism in their hearts, Lord. Oh, Jesus, change this world. God, we lift up each and every family member who has joined us today. You know what they stand in need of, Lord. Bless it. And God, we just ask, Lord, we speak to the government officials because you said for us to pray for them. God, my continued prayer is that you give Donald Trump a Damascus Road experience. Open his blind eyes as well as those who are his supporters, Lord. Let them see the evil intent that is in their heart. We bind Satan. Oh, God, and Father, any kind of strategy, any kind of works of evil that he is doing to win this election, expose it, Lord. Expose him. And we ask that you continue to strengthen Biden, Lord. Bless his health. Now, God, we lift up all those who have experienced illness, whether from COVID-19, our bereaved families, Lord God, comfort them and give them strength. We thank you, Lord, for hearing, and not only hearing our prayers, but for answering them. We give you praise and call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TMC family, you're going to want to go back and hear this message. And in order to do so, to hear the playback, you simply go to 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957677, pound. Again, the new morning motivational call is immediately after this call, like right now, and that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294617, pound. Again, thank you, Minister Rosman, for ushering us in with the beautiful songs this morning. And thank you, Minister Kai, for greeting our family members and for opening us in prayer. And again, Minister Cynthia, our Honorable Minister Cynthia, thank you so much for your powerful message. Will you please come back and give us the benediction?
Thank you, Minister. Well, I so appreciate each and every one of you for everything you've done. So, dear God, my eyes are fixed on you, the author and the perfect of my faith. Please help me to receive, never lose sight on you, Lord. Let God protect my mind and my heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Go out and have an awesome day, you guys. Love you all.